The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. The disease of division. What is that? Plus, Jamie Blumenthal's live in the studio. You get a chance to get to know him and find out how to keep your money safe. And the show is going to close out with the most bizarre teaching of all, the blessings of trials.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yeah, it's not a bad idea to survive every once in a while. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. We do have a trivia question coming, so get ready. But remember, any topic is open for conversation. Why? Because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. That's all. All right, folks, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First shout out we're going to start with is for our very own Dr. Brandon Brown. That's right. That's Flight of the Bumblebee for those that don't know. Because why? Because it's Dr. B. Get it? Flight of the Bumblebee. See how we do stuff like that? It makes no sense, but it's fun. Here's the bottom line.
Oh, that's nice. You're going in and out.
I like it. My wife was at Dr. B's place yesterday. Why? Because she's having back problems. And Dr. B is Cairo extraordinaire. And by grace, he has agreed and has changed or redirected his website. So now it's drbrandonbrown.com. drbrandonbrown.com. So wait, I just want to make sure you didn't miss that because I know you're driving. drbrandonbrown.com. BrandonBrown.com. What is that? That's his website. Well, why would I go to his website, Dave? Because if you have pain in your neck or your back and you're struggling, this guy can help you. And if you mention that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, he can give you a Tootsie Roll. See? How bad is that? You get a Tootsie Roll, plus you get out of pain. His number, 972-454-9363. 972... You guys know what that is, 972-454, okay, that's not hard, 9363. That's what my waist is now, a 93. It used to be a 63. That's how that goes. Dr. Brandon Brown, I'm going to tell you right now, the fabulous Dr. B. Want to thank him for being a part of our show. So much to tell you. Let's start with the trivia. We do have Jamie in our studio. So Jamie Blumenthal, you're going to find out him and his wonderful wife, Nancy. He's going to be talking in the next segment and in the third segment. And we're going to be talking about stuff that I need help with. Well, okay, besides all the other stuff I need help with, just understanding finances, understanding what's safe, what's not, what's dangerous, what I need to be aware of, what I need to be handling, not handling, and why I need help. Wait, didn't we already cover that? I think we already covered that part of it. Here it is. Let's see if you can get this answer. How long were the Israelite slaves in Egypt? How long? How many years? There's actually two acceptable answers. I don't have a problem if you want to go with either one, but I'm looking for the standard answer of how long the children of Israel were slaves. The standard answer in Egypt, 972-445-0770, if you're feeling brave. That's the question. Are you feeling brave? Don't forget, you can always go to davidspoonmedia.com. Getting a lot of traffic on the website. Plus, we're also getting some good responses on davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. So if you've got a Gmail thingy going on and you want to send me an email, that's cool. Let me tell you what I came across my devotions today. Just today. Listen to how really instrumental this teaching is. This is out of Mark chapter 3, verse 24 through 26. Mark 3, 24 through 26. Listen to what Jesus said. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. Jesus is by far the most intense teacher that ever existed on the planet, being that he wasn't just a good moral teacher, but actually the Son of God. The key component is catching one of the things that Jesus talks about in division. He lists three separate entities in regards to division. And listen to what he says. He says in verse 24, if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. In verse 25, if a house is divided against itself, it will break apart. And then in verse 26, he says, if Satan is divided against himself, he comes to an end. There are three things that Jesus lists that have to do with division in society. One is within a kingdom, another is within a house, and another is within the being or a personage. If a kingdom is split apart, what happens to the kingdom? Where were we as a country almost the most, I would say the most vulnerable during our Civil War when the country was divided against itself, fighting itself? If somebody had taken that time to come after us, could have been a tough time for us. We were very vulnerable as a nation. Right now as a nation, we're looking at different things taking place on the news, in the media, in all these different places, and we have a lot of division taking place. Now, because of our freedoms, we're enabling those divisions, but if the divisions get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, a kingdom cannot last. It cannot stand if it continues to divide. But Jesus didn't stop there, because then he brought it right into the home. He said, if a house is divided against itself. So some people see house as possibly a temple. Some people see house as possibly a grouping of people. I see house as house. That's what I see it as. It's house, okay. And if you have a husband and a wife and they're divided, that marriage is in trouble. That's the fact. It's not that they have to agree on everything, because my wife is always right, so that makes life easier, okay? But they can't be going in separate directions all the time, or it won't last. And you think, well, why? You know, why do you think the, you know, there's a lot of stats that come out, and they'll say, oh, well, all marriages, half the marriages end up in divorce. Well, first of all, that's not true. That sounds great. The media quotes a bunch of statistics. That's fantastic. But if you're a Mark Twain fan, you understand what you should be thinking about statistics. The bottom line is, people that have a common cause, two people that are atheists, I hate to say that, or two people that are Christians have a greater percentage of staying together because they have the same core base. But Jesus didn't stop there. Isn't that weird? So he's talking about kingdom, and then he's talking about a home, and then he drops it right into everybody's lap by simply saying, if Satan rises against himself, he's divided, thereby connecting that we as people can often find ourselves divided within ourselves too. You think, well, no, he's talking about Satan. Satan's the only one that's divided. Uh-uh. There's a part of you on the left side of your ear that argues with the part of you on the right side of your ear. And there can be constant division and no peace inside a person. And what happens to a person that constantly fights within? There's an end that comes. The person ceases to be everything that person could be. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Division is a very dark element in certain places. In a kingdom, it will bring it to a close. In a house, it will divide it and separate. In a person, it will squish them. It will bring them down. An amazing truth is how powerful unity is. If you go to the Tower of Babel in Genesis, you know that they were all one accord and one thought. And the Lord said about them, they have come together and are of one mind, and nothing they determine to do will be impossible. Their unity gave them an ability to accomplish. And division has the exact opposite effect. Unity enables you. Division disables you. A lot of people want to be successful in life. And we're going to talk with Jamie Blumenthal. And he's going to talk about, you know, financial security. And we'll be talking about, you know, planning along those lines. But some people are so split, so scattered, they need to come to one place to find the unity, and that's to the foot of the cross. And to stop all this other madness that's all surrounding, and to surrender at the cross and allow the love, the grace, and the mercy of God to cover you. There's people out there listening to me right now. You are just split within, driving you batty. Some of you are medicating because you're split. Here's the solution. God has a love for you that's more powerful than the division inside yourself. God has a grace for you that can unite your family and give you an ability to go forward in love and in life. Take advantage. It's a gift. All you got to do is open it. Get it? All right. Take a short break, then come back. We have Jamie. We're going to be hanging out for a while. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
That hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Not wanting to miss a moment. Talking about the moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like
you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that he's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia.com is our website, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. I still have that question out there. Can't believe that one didn't get answered. How long were the children of the Israelites, or how long were the Israelites slaves in Egypt? Come on, I know you guys know that one. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. We're going to do a quick read, and then we're going to spend time. You're going to get to know Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie is a cool guy, and I think him and I have a lot of similar history, which is good and bad, right? It's a good and bad thing, kind of both. All right, so let me just do this live read real quickly for our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
All right, what happens when a dog sits on sandpaper? He goes, roof. That's what we're talking about, roof, because roofs can take a beating. Bam, 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 rain, all the different things. I think that's hail. I hope it's hail. If you have a issue with your roof, and I'm not talking about waiting to the point where the water drips down the wall and then goes behind your big screen TV and it starts sparking, you kind of want to do it before then. John does free inspections on roof replacements, roof repairs. It doesn't cost a single penny for him to check out the roof. No cost, doesn't matter where you are in the entire Texas area. Okay, well, I don't know if he's going up to Oklahoma, but that's not the point. The point is, if you need somebody to take a look at your roof and you're looking to get a free inspection, John's your guy. 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. How's that for a number? 469-BLESSED. Or you can go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. theblessedroofingcompany.com. There you go. All right. In studio with me, you've heard me talk about him on the air, and I've said a few things. I've been very careful because he's just now coming in, and I'm trying to be, you know, let him get in easy and get him to get to know people. Our very own Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He's got a wonderful wife named Nancy. He is with us today. Jamie, make sure you're close to the mic, and good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, David.
Let's talk a little bit about you. I want people to know you have a website, retiretherightway.com. Is that the primary?
That's correct.
That's the primary website. Your phone number, 800-287-1667.
That's right.
That was a very good year, by the way. Jamie, talk to me. Introduce yourself to the crowd. Talk to everybody. Let them know just a little bit about yourself. Go ahead and give us a little background.
Well, I'm president of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. We have over 30 years of professional experience in the financial services industry, helping retirees with their estate and retirement planning needs. I graduated from American University in Washington, D.C. I've been in the financial retirement business since 1985, and we work with retirees, or if you're about to retire, we can help you get a guaranteed lifetime income stream that you'll never outlive.
Okay, so you work with people that are... Okay, turn it up. By the way, that's your theme song when we do music. You like it? Okay. That's for your live reads. We always play that. Good job. Let's talk about that. So you deal with people who are about to retire, who are planning on retiring, in the process of retiring, retired. I mean, is it all phases?
Correct. I would say our average client is probably 50 to 55 on the young side. Most people are thinking about retirement at that late age, if you will.
Okay.
They're approaching the red zone and they're saying, well, gosh, I only have 10 years to work. Or I only got 3 years to work, or, you know, I need to look into Social Security and how I can supplement my paycheck world when I'm out of the paycheck. So, you know, how do I make that transition from the paycheck that I've been getting on a steady basis when I leave the workforce? How am I going to support my lifestyle living expenses? What's the sources of income? Well, will I get Social Security? When's the best time to file for Social Security? Do I have a spouse? Can I file and suspend? Should I do the restricted application with Social Security? So there's all kinds of questions and answers. We can take the client on a positive path, help them get those answers to those very important questions, help them augment and supplement their retirement income, and ultimately be in control of their retirement in a tax-favored basis and maybe exceed their income in retirement as to what they were receiving when they were working.
It's not really a one-size-fits-all, is it? I mean, every person's circumstance, their situation, plus what they're trying to accomplish in the framework of their retirement. Some people don't even think of the phrase retirement. They think of just adjusting from one place to another in life, you know, so they don't like that.
Like, yeah, I'll, you know what I'm saying? I'll work for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you know? right, exactly. So the idea is it's not just a one-size-fits-all, right? It's customized for every person.
Absolutely. Everybody's different. You know, some people have more expensive tastes. Some people need $3,000 a month to live. Some people need $6,000 a month to live. Some people need $10,000 a month to live. So everybody's situation is different. And we have a book we'll talk about, my wife and I wrote. It's a national number one bestseller on Amazon, called Plan Right, Retire Right, Retire the Right Way. We kind of help you understand that, you know, you have risk and you have safe money. And is there a common middle ground called a hybrid, something that you can have growth, protection, protected growth, and a future guaranteed income that's growing at 7% every single year. When you want to pull the trigger and get the income, you can have that $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 pension that you created for yourself through the planning and the goal setting that we sat down and crafted for you.
Okay, so let me ask you that. So there was something you brought in, a couple things. Every time you and I talk, it's going to be kind of like almost like this, exactly. So there is safe money, right? That is like exceedingly safe, but doesn't dance nice.
Doesn't grow a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't grow. So it's like a very, very thin diet.
It's
kind of
flat.
It. Okay, and then there's this other stuff called not safe money, and this is the stuff that is more like a Vegas-y, you know, kind of like mentality.
Right, the gambling casino called the stock market.
Yeah, and then you have something that's kind of like the merge, like taking the best of both worlds, getting a better return, but then staying on the safe side. Do people look at like the stock market and think, well, I got stocks, it's safe, I got nothing to worry about?
Sure, yeah, because the broker said it's guaranteed until they see their statement and it's lost 30%. And they say, well, Woody, I thought you said it was guaranteed. So we take the approach, it's called a risk tolerance analysis. What is your risk tolerance? So to give an example, there is a formula called the Rule of 100. And you simply take the number 100 based on your age, and let's say you're 60 years old, and you take the age minus 100, that equals 40% that you can still be in risk assets. So 60% of your assets should be in safe money, money that can never lose principal due to stock market volatility. So there's a There's an example. Let's say the client is now 65 year old. They have $100,000 saved for retirement, and if you apply the rule of 100, back in 2007, 2008, when he had the last big crash, the stock market went down 40%. That means that their nest egg would have decreased or experienced a loss of 40%. So they now only have $60,000 left. They would have to get a return on that remaining $60,000 of over 66.6% return on the remaining original principal just to get back to a break even.
That's not good.
Yeah. So when we get together with a client, we talk about, you know, there's green money, which is safe, and there's red money, which is risk. Green money is protected. Red money is unprotected. So that's called green money is safe. It's called I know so money. I know I'm never going to lose or erode principal due to the stock market. That's like checking, savings, CDs, treasury, fixed annuity, money market account. You know the principal's safe, but it's not going to earn a whole lot of interest. We also have on the other end red money. Red money is at risk instruments. This is called I hope and pray money. This is money that's in the market. It's stocks, bonds, variable annuities, mutual funds, and REITs. There is never safety of principal with red money. There's never a guarantee. So what we're going to talk about is a hybrid. It's called an FIA, a fixed indexed annuity, which gives you the best of both worlds. It gives you safety of principal, gives you upside growth. It gives you a guarantee of 7% with downside protection. So if you put $300,000 in today at age, say, 60, and when you're 70, that account would be $687,000, and you can draw $42,000 a year lifetime pension off that bucket of money.
Gotcha. All right, we got about a minute and a half left on this segment. Then we're going to take our break and then come back into another segment. So you got to be able to evaluate that. Unless you're somebody who knows, like yourself, how that works, you just going to sit there and go, I don't know.
You need a qualified professional.
Yeah, you need somebody that kind of gets it. It's great to have somebody who can fix your car. Probably don't want that person, though, working on your teeth. You kind of probably got that thing going on. So what we're talking about is having somebody who knows it, and that's what you and Nancy do. That's what your company is all about, is taking that expertise and helping those people figure out those formulas, figure out what does and doesn't work, right?
Most definitely. It's called a financial evaluation or a financial checkup.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. I'm going to give the number, give the website, and then we're going to come back and do more. 800-287-1667 is the phone number. That's 800-287-1667. Their website, retiretherightway.com. You can take a break and come back more with Jamie. Don't go anywhere. He's the hungry giant.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let you know, website davidspoonmedia.com. If you jump up on a roof, I cannot protect you. If you go, hey, Dave, I probably won't respond to that either. But I'm just letting you know that those things are there. Still waiting to hear if somebody knows how many years the children of Israel were in the desert. I'm not sorry. Were slaves in Egypt. Well, I said that wrong. The desert was 40 years. Well, how long were they in Egypt? 972-445-0770. So we'll do Pamela on the next run. Over. But right now we're hanging out with Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions, him and his lovely wife, Nancy. Here's the bottom line on them. Money, money, money. Money. Okay. 800-287-1667. See, we just assign sounds to people, and then we keep them there unless they complain. RetireTheRightWay.com is the website. One of the things that Jamie and I were talking about on the off time here is people don't understand all the things they need. But in order to get that information, Jamie, do they need to pay you to get that information as to what's a good – in other words, to meet with you and to talk with you and share? What does that process look like?
The process is very simple, and there's no cost or obligation. Simply give us a call, log on, and you'll set an appointment. Come to our Plano office, and we will spend at least 1 hour evaluating your needs, wants, goals, objectives, and there's no cost. We'll give you a book, and if you like what we can do for you, we'll set another appointment. Leave your checkbook at home.
Oh, good line. I don't know if I should bring up the checkbook detector or not, but if you walk into his office, there's a checkbook detector there, and it just kicks it back out. So just be aware of that. Here's the deal. The deal is you got somebody who knows the business and can help. So people are like, okay, Dave, but you know, you're doing a Christian talk show. How does this work? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Here's one of the things you need to understand. The Lord brings counselors into our lives at different times for different things. Happens all the time. And one of the things that our show is committed to is making it pretty well-rounded. We are not, you know, most people know I do some politics, some sports, some food, some finances. I talk about my wife, try to talk about the Bible mostly because that's the most important book to me. But the idea that you and I can get good counsel from people that are wise that have gone before us and understand, that's just a blessing. In the multitude of counselors, there's wisdom. And so we want that, and that's one of the things that Jamie and his wife offer. It's retirement strategies and solutions. Let me ask you a question. Off the cuff, we've never discussed this. We've never done an interview together, right?
Mm-hmm. So, correct.
What is the biggest problem that people bring to you? In other words, is there one problem? And maybe there isn't. I don't know. But is there like a problem or two that just like ding, 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 ding? Hear it all the time. What is that?
I would say the biggest problem, without doubt, is people can't imagine and believe how much it will take them to retire without having to work. So they have no earthly idea how their 401k is X dollars. How do I convert that to an income stream? Or how do I take that IRA that I've had over this job or this previous employer or so forth? Can I combine those? Yes, you can. Can you move them over into one bucket tax-free? Yes, you can. So there's a lot of questions. They say, well, how do I make this transition from where I am today and put a plan in place so I can see where I'm going and there's a straight line how to get from working world to retirement world and have peace of mind so I can lay my head on the pillow at night and feel good about what I've done.
So a lot of this has to do with people not thinking. We don't want people to sit there and be fretting, but to do nothing is kind of like a true avoidance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like you're just avoiding it. It's just you're just kind of like pushing the can down the road.
If you don't plan, you usually will fail. So you need to take control and pay yourself first and take control of your financial future. And I can help you with that. If you have a plan, you know, what do you want to do after this career path? Do you want to get another job? Do you want to spend time with family and grandkids? Do you want to take up some mission work or volunteer work with the church? So what is it that you want to try doing and reinvent yourself? What's going to be the next chapter of your life? And have fun and peace of mind knowing you have the money to go do what you want to do.
That's a great, great, great point, because people may want to look at and nowadays, instead of one career, I think people have gone through multiple careers. But you might want to sit there and say, hey, in the last chapter or the last couple of chapters or the last third, this is what I want to be doing. This is the direction that I want to go and I want to prep for. And just for those that are not aware, let's drop in a little biblical teaching here. You had Moses, who was, right? We have no shame. Moses, the first 40 years, it was okay. And then he went out and got into ministry early. The result of that was one dead Egyptian. Bad call. God put him on the backside of a desert for 40 years. So he was 80. Then he came over and led the children of Israel. So the last third of his life was his life accomplishments. And people are, whoa, wait, there's a lot there. You bet. There's a lot there. He passed away when he was 120. That means that from 80 to 120 is where Moses did the ministry. And it's like people don't think about that. That's a big, important point.
Practice pays off.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing. There's that planning element that helps. And God obviously has the biggest plan, but we want to be a participatory in that. Let me ask you, inevitably what somebody will ask me is, well, I don't have a ton of money. I have a little, and I may have an IRA from this other company. I don't even know. Are you able to help people, one, track that stuff? How do they track that down? And two, do you have to have a boatload of money for this to be an advantage? How does that work?
Yeah, so typically you need at least $25,000 to get started. But I will give you a story that is so very true, is that people, generally speaking, don't have the education or the guidance at an early age. So they end up living paycheck to paycheck. They end up paying everybody else first. And at the end of the money, there's no money left for them. So they have too much month at the end of the money. So the discipline that I help teach to people is pay yourself first. You know, whether that's going to be to save and sock and set aside absolute $200 a month or $300 a month. You put it into your budget, like your rent check, like your car payment, like your utility bill. This is pay me. This is for my future retirement. Pay yourself first and make it part of your budget. So where we really start is, what does it take you a month to live? What is your budget? And people look at you, I don't know. The money comes in, goes into my account, but I don't have any money left at the end of the month to do anything. I get my paycheck on Friday, but I'm out of money on Wednesday. So I need some discipline there to help me get on track and turn this boat around with a course of action.
Yeah, I think that's really an important point about the you put the money in and then the money's gone and you're like, where'd it go? I mean, it's like, besides the bills that we have, then there's those maybe little extra expenditures and so on and so forth. And they just
unexpected.
Yeah, and they I mean, just the other day I had
it's always something.
I've been cutting my yard since I've been in Texas. Thank you. I haven't cut yard since I was 17. I come out to Texas. I'm 57. I'm cutting yard again, and it's a half acre, and I'm using a push mower. So I'm really pushing.
That's a good workout.
Yeah, it's a good workout. And the head on my the weed eater broke. And so I don't have a choice. I have to actually spend the money to get ahead of it. It's not expensive to put in a budget. You would never know, but it has to be done, or the weeds grow really large, and then snakes come, and then my wife smacks me. And that's a bad thing, because I don't want her to be afraid of snakes, and she came running in the house one time going, snakes, snakes, snakes. So anyway, that's a really good, and there's no way to foreknow what some of those expenses are, is there? I
mean,
there's
no way. I think the best way to look at this is, what are your essential living expenses, like the rent or mortgage, the car payment? What's the food bill? What's the utility bill, the cable, the cell phone? So what's that run? You know, maybe it runs $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month for a family. If you're single, you can do it for less. And, you know, budget yourself. This is what I'm going to – and I'm not going to put $1,000 a month in there because we're both working right now. My wife and us, you know, the example is you're both working. So add $1,000 a month to a retirement plan. So now, instead of $5,000 a month, you need $6,000 a month. But the purpose is, get used to creating a habit of setting aside $1,000 into a bucket where you can't get your hands on it and spend it. It's for the future. And at 7% interest on these accounts that generate guaranteed growth, money will double every 10 years. So let's say you had a bucket and you finally got to $100,000. And 10 years later, that's guaranteed to be $220,000. And 10 years later, that's guaranteed to be $440,000. And 10 years later, it's guaranteed to be $880,000. And it's $1.6 million. So the sooner you start, the younger you start, the easier it's going to be down the line for you and your lifestyle.
All right. You bring up, just before our break, you bring up, we're at break. Okay. All right. So we're going to break, but I just want to say, you made an excellent point. There's a difference between essentials and non-essentials. That's right. An excellent, excellent point. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. The website, retiretherightway.com. Retiretherightway.com. You got a chance to hear Jamie. Isn't that great? That's what you want. You want to be doing business with brothers and sisters in the Lord. We're going to take our break. Come back. I got a teaching on trials. You might not like me after it, but you got to listen anyway. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KAAM 770 AM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam, you've got your own Commercial Whammy.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord.
while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That was okay. How you doing, Julie? You doing all right, Wonder Julie?
I'm good.
Okay.
You all right?
You're good?
I'm good. All right.
Good. See, we haven't had somebody on the show that we had a chance to do a long interview with, so we're just making our adjustments and kind of figuring everything out. And so that was Jamie Blumenthal. He did a great job. It's his first time being on the air, being interviewed this way, and I was really proud of it. I thought he did a great job, and he's one of our new sponsors. So for those that are like, but I just want to hear Bible teaching. Okay, well, here, I will send you the bill. It's $5,000 a month. Just send me a check, and then that'll be also, oh, you don't want to do that. Okay, all right. Well, then we'll have our sponsors help us.
And if you go with Jamie, you can live longer, have money to live longer, and then you can have more Bible teaching.
There you go. Look at Wonder Julie is just stepping in and laying it down. I'm telling you, that's
find the silver lining.
Yeah. Nah. See, but I was involved in a minor capacity in finances. I love stuff like this. This is the problem. I like all these unique elements. And listen, retiring is a very important element to our lives, how you approach it. Like he said, some people will never stop working. I'm not going to stop working. I mean, my grandpa stopped when he was 69. He retired. He retired at 79. He retired at 89. He passed away at 94 and a half.
They'll have me propped up against the board in here.
Wonder Julie, push the button. Push the button. Okay, sorry. I had to do that. All right, let's give a shout out to our very own Pamela Milky. Oh, no.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Milky. Oh, no. Yeah, the Blessed Realty Company.com. We just wrote another commercial for Pamela. Very excited about that. I hope she's back in town. I'm hoping that her and John are going to be in studio tomorrow. Bottom line is, if you want to do real estate with somebody that cares, that has a not just a passion and a compassion, but the idea that what she's doing is as unto the Lord, then you want to do your real estate transactions, buying and selling, through Pamela, period. You want somebody who's going to care and is mature enough to know what to do and understands how to approach it. The Blessed Realty Company.com, 817-505-5541. Where else can you get a realtor that their music is connected to Italian music like that? You can't, come on. You can't find that anywhere. 817-505-5541, the Blessed Realty Company, BLESSED.com, the Blessed Realty Company.com. She wants to be a blessing for you. Give her that opportunity. Okay, trials. Yikes. Don't you love trials? Aren't trials fun? Yay, trials. Nothing like them, right? I've been going through Let's see, I'm 57. I've gone through 53 million trials in my lifetime. No, it just feels like 53 million trials. What does James have to say about that? What does the Holy Spirit have to say to us in the book of James? James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. This is out of the Phillips New Testament. For those that are just like, I'm sorry, I'm King James only, you can just say la, la, la until I'm done. This means, James 1, 6, this means tremendous joy for you. I know, even though you are temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials and temptations, that this is no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold. And gold, as you know, even though it is ultimately perishable, must be purified by fire. This proving of your faith is planned to bring you praise and honor and glory in the day when Jesus Christ reveals himself. Again, this is the Phillips New Testament. Fantastic reading translation. Not a good study translation, but a great reading translation. Here's the key about trials and temptations. Ready? Okay, I want you to be ready. Get ready. In fact, hold on. If you're driving, do not swerve to the left or right. Keep going. Watch the car in front of you. Watch their brake lights. I mean, make sure you know what's going on. Be aware. Trials and temptations. Ready? They are no accident. Oh. I could say nothing for the entire hour, say that one line, walk away, drop the mic, and that would leave all of us just sitting there going, ay, 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 ay. Trials and temptations. Not an accident. Well, you understand, Dave, I've met coincidence. Really? Was he by a cross? Because I met Jesus Christ through the cross. Here is the bottom line. The translation in Phillips says, even though you are temporarily harassed, which is acknowledgement that some of these are tough, by all kinds of trials and temptations, this is no accident. It happens to prove your faith. Ding, ding, ding. It doesn't happen to prove your faith to God. God already knows what your faith is. It happens to prove your faith to you. What? Have you ever gone through this as a Christian? Just honesty would be the coolest thing here, right? You go through a trial of patience, right? You get through the trial. Not too long after, you go through another trial, and guess what the topic is? Patience. Then you're like, I've gone through this before. And then you go through another trial, and guess what the topic is? Patience. And you start wondering, did he lose my file because I've gone through this trial before, and it's kind of a bummer, but I still seem to be going through it? The proving of our faith is not for God, it's for us. And if you're going through a patience trial again and again and again, and you're calling it a patience trial, you've demonstrated that you don't have patience. You have proven it to yourself. When you go through the trial and it doesn't impact you because you recognize that God is in charge, you're getting closer. It says, which is just a wonderful way to say it, this proving of your faith is planned to bring praise and honor and glory in the day when Jesus Christ reveals. It's a part of God's plan. Not that we are just harassed for the fun of it, but that our trials and our temptations produce a faith that is refined by fire, but is more valuable than any gold anywhere. In our economy, and we just had Jamie Blumenthal on, our economy is based on an income economy. Everybody understands it. But in the economy of God, faith is a high-level commodity. It's a high-level asset. And God wants the faith that we have to be pure and real and true and refined by fire. And the only way to refine our faith is through trials and temptations. The way that James was able to say this should be tremendous joy for us was not the process of feeling the harassment, but the result of the trial and the process of making or honing our faith to be that much more pure, that much more strong, that much more powerful. That's what the joy is. And by the way, just so you can not get confused because you got the Pope saying things about temptations and blah, 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 blah. The same Greek word for temptation is the same one for testing and trial, and that's why there seems to be so much confusion there. I could care less. Doesn't mean a thing. What you go through so that God can make your faith better. I don't care what you call it. What you encounter, what you go through, the Lord, if he's working everything together for good, then he is. He either is or he isn't. Well, that has to do with salvation. Well, salvation has to do with your whole existence. You exist because of that salvation that God has called you to. So everything is inclined underneath that, which is why the scripture says, in everything, give thanks. In all circumstances, be thankful. How many circumstances? All. How many is all? Okay. I got nothing for you, right? How many is all? Okay. What does this mean? Okay. What is the? Okay. What are you, a politician? Here's the bottom line. The purifying of your faith is for the praise and the honor and the glory in the day of Jesus Christ. It reveals Jesus' work in you. And that's the glory unto God. I know it's not all exciting all the time. Don't be wrong. But if we could see the end result, we would be more inclined to be praising and less inclined to be complaining. Because God knows what's going to happen and has worked it. We're just catching up, so to speak. And for those that go, well, you know, what about for you? Well, what about this? Listen, is God God or not? Yes or no? Just answer the question. Because if you put a limit on God outside of the realm of he can't sin, if you put a limit on God, your God is not very powerful. God is able to use all things to his glory, for your benefit, because he is that good. That's all you got. That's all you need. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Shout out to Jamie Blumenthal. God bless you all.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.